This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I think we're joined by James Hutt. Are you there, James?
Hi, I am. Yep.
You're the as I understand it, the campaign coordinator of Delivering Community Power. I like the title. And you're with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. There's going to be this event in Oshawa, April 25 at 7 o'clock, the IBEW Hall, 1001 Ritson Road South. Tell us about it. How do postal workers get involved in this issue?
Yeah, so it's a really exciting event that we're putting together with auto workers, postal workers and auto workers teaming together to think about, how do we actually build a green economy and how do we build a green economy that works for everybody, especially working people. And so we're looking here at the General Motors auto plant in Oshawa, which we know the General Motors company has been taking billions in public handouts, but still closing the plant and kicking thousands of people out of work. And so we're thinking, what could we do with that property? What could we do that technology? And one of the best things we could do is to bring it into public ownership and retool it for the green economy. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest avenue that we see immediately is retooling it to make electric vehicles for Canada Post. The interesting part here is that Canada Post is actually the largest vehicle fleet in the entire country. We're talking about 13,000 vehicles, and so that would create tons of jobs to actually keep that industry going while mm-hmm. kicking us forward towards the transition off fossil fuels.
Yeah, I really like the fact that people are answering the challenge because if we listen to Premier Ford, he simply says, well, the ship has left the harbor, that's nothing to talk about, as though there are no alternatives. Strikes me that this meeting is one where people are going to come forward, members of unions and public officials, and say, oh, there is another way.
Exactly. And so that's part of Delivering Community Power, the post workers' vision of transforming the post office to address climate change, because we're saying we've got this plan that would create tons of good jobs, get us off fossil fuels, and create better services in our communities. All we need to do is implement it. And the beauty of it is that it intersects with so many different parts of our society, such as the auto industry and auto jobs for workers in Oshawa. And mm-hmm. so we know that having a public ownership of the plant would actually keep the industry open and would really, go a great way towards making electric vehicles accessible in Canada. Uh-huh. And so we're hoping that we'll come out this Thursday, the 25th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the IBEW Hall to really discuss these ideas and what else we can do to actually create more livable communities and more good green jobs.
Uh-huh. I noticed that Jennifer French, the Oshawa MPP, is speaking, and the president of the national president of CUPW, Mike Pelichek, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Mike Pelichek is going to be there. He's talking particularly about the electric vehicles and how we could use the Oshawa plant for that, as well as a larger Delivering Community Power plan, which is to have all of the post offices retrofitted for energy efficiency, putting up kind of Canadian-made solar panels, union-made. And when you think about it, there's actually more post offices than there are Tim Hortons in Canada. So the impact on emissions would be huge. The melting impact
on jobs. That's actually very good news.
Okay. Yeah, because as postal workers, we're everywhere. We're all across the country. We really have to serve every community. And so another thing we're talking about with Delivering Community Power is having letter carriers actually check in on seniors and people with mobility issues to live longer in their own homes. Uh-huh. And to help that independent. Uh-huh. Bringing that full package of proposals, talking about what does the new economy look like and how do we build it that's more equitable at the same time.
Yeah. I like the title that is Nationalized General Motors, Oshawa's Green New Deal. I wonder if there must be other communities. We are seeing a rise in politicians and success with politicians who are advancing the issues of we used to call it Green Paul. Now I notice it's Green New Deal. Some probably has something to do with Ms. Cortez in the American Congress, I suppose.
Yeah, I think you're quite right. We're seeing that the issue is catching on more and more. And when we recognize that, solving the climate crisis is going to be linked up with solving many of the social ills that plague our society, such as inequality, such as the lack of good jobs, and declining in public services. And we're saying, they're actually the causes of these crises are one and the same. And so to really solve them, we can tackle them one at the same time. For us, it makes the most sense to do that for the public services, right? Yeah. Canada Post, for example, is the largest ground corporation, the largest logistics network in the country. And so when you think about what could we actually do to create more good jobs, more green jobs, and more livable communities? It's really, the future is boundless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're speaking to James Hutt. He is a campaign coordinator. Well, what sort of things are you going to be doing leading up to the event on the 25th?
So we are going to be talking to our members in the community. We're visiting work floors, talking to postal workers. On Unifor's side, they're going to be talking to their members as well, reaching out to community groups. We're going to be joined, I think, by several city councilors Thursday night and really getting the word out. And we've had a number of environmental groups from across the country really saying this is an amazing event. And so they've asked us for a live stream of it that they can share. So we're going to be broadcasting it as well. And then following that, we're going to be out in the weekend canvassing and door knocking to buildings to build support.
You're going to be broadcasting. I'm really interested. How could people, is there a way, would one access that?
Yeah, so it's we're going to be broadcasting it on a couple different pages. There's one called Friends of Public Services on Facebook. That's probably the best way to watch the live stream of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Friends of Public Services on Facebook, and we'll have a live stream up there a little bit beforehand that you can tune in no matter where you are across the country.
Mm-hmm. That is, you know, this is the internet age. There's a lot of communities who, if they see this, they're going to think about doing it themselves. I mean, Windsor, Detroit ought to be thinking about the same subject.
That's it. I mean, the goal is really to see how we can restart our whole economy in a way that makes more sense for working people. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're talking with workers from the auto plants in Detroit, talking to workers in Windsor about what they're doing and what we could do in tandem.
Well, James Hutt, it's a pleasure talking to you. We wish you all success. I hope we can talk after the event and see that there's momentum, I hope, and also I think CIUT, Taylor Report, we ought to get a hold of that, some of those speeches and put them on the air. Thank you very, very much, James, for talking to us.
Thank you for having us. I encourage everyone to look at deliveringcommunitypower.ca for some more of the ideas about how we're transforming our economy.
Oh, say that again, please. Where can they
go? It's deliveringcommunitypower.ca.
Deliveringcommunitypower.ca.
That's it.
Okay, James. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM.